Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2063, Michael and Faith Whaley.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office and storage area for U-Haul vehicles and trailers to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 34,788 square feet, more or less. The property is located on the west side of Cedar Creek Road, Route 30, approximately 130 feet north of Fork Road, Road 270A. The 911 address is 7512 and 7524 Cedar Creek Road in Lincoln. The tax district is District 330, Map 15, Parcel 60.01. Staff notes there was a staff analysis prepared for this application, providing surrounding zoning and land use, and land use is based on the comprehensive plan. We did receive comments from the Department of Agriculture regarding drainage and soils. And those are the comments we have received at this time. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Now I'm going to go out on a limb here and guess that you're Mr. and Mrs. Whaley.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, come on up. If you would give us your name, then you may have the floor.
Sure. My name is Michael Whaley, and the location is in Lincoln, Delaware.
Great, thank you. You heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Is there anything you would like to add?
Only thing I do have to add, I have one letter of a neighbor that's in favor of.
Okay. Do you have a copy of that that you would like to?
I just have one copy.
Well, if you want it into the record, you're going to need to give it to us.
But sure.
I'm willing to bet you we can get you a copy of it tomorrow if you like. And I'll ask you if you would hand it to our attorney, and he'll look at it. And
thank you.
All right, then, well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And we'll start this time, I guess we'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
Evening.
Good evening, sir.
What hours do you want it half for operation?
Operation. But normally the hours is Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and then Saturday and Sunday from 6 a.m. to 9. I'm sorry, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
And how many vehicles or trailers could there be on at any given time, like in a maximum situation?
It could be as, I have never seen more than 11. But it's times or months where you have no vehicles, no U-Haul vehicles on the
line. Yeah. Just by way of clarification, getting equipment in rural areas, it's a real issue for rental folks. So you would think that they might be covered up. The truth is they never have enough because they can't get them because they're all in heavily populated areas.
Do you need to do any repairs on site?
No, sir, no repairs. There are the area field manager that ought to repairs to the equipment. Everything belongs to the corporate U-Haul.
So if there's an issue with a piece of equipment, it's taken to another location to be worked on?
Absolutely. U-Haul will send a contractor or a mechanic to actually tow that piece of equipment away. They'll repair it, and they may reassign it there or to another location.
How about a sign? What are your? Do you have a need for a sign?
There are U-Haul actually provide them as well. There are several signs that are posted throughout the property to show that it's equipment U-Haul equipment is made.
I think that's all I have.
All right, sir. Mr. Hudson?
I have no questions. Thank you.
No questions. Okay, Mr. Brandaway?
I have none. Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Cornwell?
None. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. This is the area near the hospital, correct? Where the new hospital is?
It's probably about a mile south of the new hospital.
Okay. What's your, are you going to put a fence or anything around the area, or do you have a fence around that where you're parking the vehicles now?
Well, no, sir. And the reason I don't have a fence there is because I own the the property north of it and behind it, and there's quite a bit of property, so it's kind of way all by itself, nowhere near it, nowhere I can get to it.
Okay, but all this will be contained just on this property here, correct? And I see there's a dwelling there. Will there be an office of any sort related to that?
No, just me by myself. The office I use would be the shop, the hair salon, the beauty salon, or at the house.
Okay, so folks would come into that salon to take care of their business with the vehicle?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Sharp, I think it would be wise for us to point out, just for we're clear with the applicant, that your application is for the one piece of ground. The fact that you own the others around it does not give you the right to use that property this way. This use will be contained on the property for which you have applied, okay? So the point being that you can't put trailers on, I just want to make sure you understand that, unless you come back and go through the process again. You certainly your right to do that if this gets approved. You certainly would be welcome to come back and, you know, if you needed to. But I just wanted to make sure, because a lot of times when folks own the adjacent land, they think, well, you know, it doesn't matter because I own both of them, but it might matter to your neighbor. You know, might matter to your neighbor. So just wanted to make that clear. Anyone else at this point? All right, then. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2063, Michael and Faith Whaley? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2063?
We do have that one letter.
Yes, thank you. This is in favor. Would you read that into the record, please?
Sure. It is from Irene Bonville, and that she understands that Mr. Whaley is trying to run a U-Haul business on his property, and that she is of sound mind and not a protester against Mr. Whaley having a U-Haul business on his property next to his home, and has my permission to run the U-Haul business.
Well, all right then. Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions?
I guess I just have one, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Came up to mind. Mr. Whaley, do you mind stepping back up? How you had mentioned there was going to be signage. Is that sign going to be lit or will it be unlit?
It's currently unlit.
Unlit. Okay. Is it intended to continue to be unlit just as a signage for your business?
Right now, it will be unlit. In order to get a lit sign, of course, that will come from U-Haul himself. Okay. But they provide all of that.
Yeah. Well, the reason the question is being asked is because in a conditional use, the commission has the ability to place specific stipulations on signs, on any number of things. And if you think you will want a lighted sign, that might be something you would want to make us aware of. If you don't care, then that's fine too. But the point is that lighted versus unlighted is that question's being asked now.
If approved, if I get one lit, is that okay? I mean, of course, that comes directly from corporate. I have to request it.
If you are, I know I'm not supposed to coach, so I'm trying not to. Okay. If you feel like a lighted sign might be in your future, you would certainly want to have the ability to have a lighted sign. Okay. So why don't you ask him that question again?
Yeah. Do you anticipate that you will need a lighted sign on the property?
Yes, in the future.
And is it part of your request to have a lighted sign on the
yes.
property?
Yes.
Okay. Anyone else have any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whaley. We're going to close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, our next public hearing is change of zone number 1811, Dustin Yoder.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an LI2 light industrial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, containing 1.079 acres, more or less. The property is located on the northwest side of Shawnee Road, Route 36, approximately 3,500 feet northeast of Coonden Road, Road 628. The 911 address is 10862 Shawnee Road, Harrington. The tax map is District 430, Map 3, Parcel 11.01, part of. Again, staff submit provided an analysis providing surrounding zoning and land use classifications for the commission. We also received comments from the Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources conversation regarding soil types, and those are the comments that we have. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Okay, is there someone here representing this application?
Good evening, Dustin Yoder, Greenwood, Delaware.
All right, sir, you heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
Well, as far as our application here, we're basically asking for some additional elbow room here. We do have plans to build a couple additional buildings. One of them would basically straddle the existing property line and sort of spill over into the agricultural area. And then with the other building we have on the plans, we would need additional turnaround area for trucks. And I do have a copy of those plans if you don't have them. I'm not sure exactly what you have.
If you would like to pass them up to for our attorney, I think, is that this, that drawing?
That does not have the new buildings on it. That shows the property lines for the additional.
Yeah, this one's dated February 2nd, 2015. So if you've got a new one.
This is just to clarify, I guess, the reason for the request.
We'll give our attorney a minute to look at that and make sure that it doesn't differ materially, because we do have a requirement that requires exhibits to be submitted in advance. But if it's not too terribly different, it should be okay. Boundary area of the request the same?
It appears to be, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
It's just got some... It shows here a proposed addition and a proposed storage building with some fire lanes and gravel surfaces. So I'll pass these down.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So they're in the record. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, one down in here.
Oh, we got one for you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, sir. Do you have anything else you wish to add at this point?
I think that's it. I'm ready to answer any questions.
Ready for questions?
Yeah.
We'll see if anybody has any
okay.
for you. We're gonna start with Mr. Hudson this time. Or no, wait a minute. This is Mr. Hopkins. Vast area of responsibility, so we're going to let him go first.
Okay. Good evening, Mr. Yoder.
Good evening.
So, this was the handout that we were already given.
Okay.
And this is the existing area.
Yes.
That you have zoned, and you're asking for that additional piece right there, right?
Correct.
Do you have enough parking for the you're going to add people?
I mean, it's possible. I'm not going to say we're not. There's sufficient parking for employees, certainly.
Okay. I don't really have any other questions.
Just what are your hours of operations that you'll be doing?
We have people who start at 5. We have people who leave at 6. So it's
okay. How many employees do you have there?
It's floating around 19 right now.
Okay.
We had a retirement, we've hired, so it's.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Yoder, just for the record, if you could tell us briefly what the nature of the activity going on there. What kind of business are you in?
We manufacture wood windows and doors. That is the activity that goes on there. So rough lumber comes in. One of the buildings here is for additional lumber storage, and we ship completed window and door units.
And this proposed addition to your conditional use, do you anticipate doing any other types of activities, or is it just more of the same?
More of the same. We do import some. We've just started importing some metal windows that we that pass through.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the only additional.
Okay.
But they're not manufactured there.
Okay. All right. Mr. Brandaway, any questions?
No, thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry, I skipped right over you, didn't I?
I'm good. No more.
I'm good.
Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Cornwell?
No, I just wanted, for clarification of the public, it's most of the property is already zoned LI2. They're just looking to rezone the less of the little over an acre to the rest of the property, so it would be zoned LI2.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I believe I just said conditional use, didn't I, a minute ago? I'm sorry. Change of zone. Well, I'm good. Okay. Counselor?
I see there's a cell tower. Is that on this property or is that on adjacent property?
Adjacent.
Okay. But right on, abuts right up to this addition
it
to that
will curve. With the addition, yeah, or the expansion, it would.
Have you had any discussions with neighbors or anything about it? I see, looks like the Yoder family owns nearby.
They own the land, yeah, I mean, that's my father and mother, who actually own the business. They own the land directly, I guess it'd be to the north and sort of to the southwest. The Wagenhofer family basically owns land outside of that. We don't have a lot of contact with them. As far as we know, they don't have any issues with us. If there are issues, I haven't heard of any.
And how long has this business been there?
As far as under our family's ownership, it'd be the early 90s. Late 80s. Prior to that, I believe it was owned by Nanticoke Homes and was part of their cabinet manufacturing.
I'm pretty sure that's right, yeah. I seem to remember that.
So too. The building itself has been there for quite a few years.
I have no further questions.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That now.
Yeah, it probably predates zoning, really, would be my guess. So, all right, sir. We thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1811, Dustin Yoder? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1811? All right then. Anyone on the commission have any questions?
No, sir. Thank you.
No.
All right. Well, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. That completes our public hearing. Moving on to other business.